The Well-Being Quotient, WQ. Unleash Your Full Potential, by Folef Brett, MHD. Introduction. A typical day at work. His days are packed with back-to-back meetings. In between, he constantly checks his mobile and responds to the most urgent emails and messages. Even though he prioritizes ruthlessly, he is, as always, on a tight schedule, constantly absorbing the endless flow of information and dealing with demands for his attention, steering the company, pushing activities forward, trying to remain sharp and a step ahead of what is coming. Sounds hectic? It's just another day at the office for Ralph Hamers, the CEO of ING, the biggest bank in the Netherlands and one of the 10 largest banks in Europe. Daily challenges. In addition to leading his organization through a massive digital transformation, Ralph and his team are driving a number of critical, customer-focused innovations. Ever since he took over control of the bank in 2013, the pressure has been high, but it seems as though it has only been increasing over the past few years. The constant disruptions in the banking industry, increasing regulatory demands, the rising expectations of customers, and the growing pressure to consolidate and digitalize have had a significant impact on him, his leadership, and his entire organization. Hamers knows that in order to stay ahead in today's high-pressure work environment, it is not enough for him as a leader to be smart, high IQ, and to be emotionally intelligent, high EQ. To sustain his level of performance over time, he depends heavily on a much more fundamental capacity, his well-being quotient, his WQ. Ralph Hamers says, "The past few years have brought a whole new learning curve when it comes to my personal energy management. My commitment to ING and my passion for clients continue to drive me forward, but I've learned to accept that there are only 24 hours in a day and that choices have to be made about what can realistically be achieved in that time. As I get older, I'm increasingly aware that I can only deliver optimal performance for ING when I myself am in prime condition, both physically and mentally." The power of WQ. People with a high WQ feel better and perform better. They feel strong physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, and achieve a higher quality of life. They are better able to stay energized, focused, creative, and flexible. They are more in control, they have better interactions, and they can absorb more, allowing them to sustain higher levels of performance and bounce back more gracefully when confronted with the inevitable setbacks that come with their jobs or in their private lives. All of this carries forward, creating an upward spiral for the people around them, both at work and at home. Their clients, colleagues, family and friends all benefit. Your level of WQ is the result of how well you develop and preserve your well-being, how you treat your body and your brain. You can develop your WQ just as you develop your skills and emotional capacities. The more you practice, the higher and more stable your WQ. Our well-being is under siege. We may not all be the CEO of a multinational organization, however, we do recognize the challenges that Hamers faces. We all operate in a highly demanding business environment that is full of uncertainties and constant distractions, where past practices seldom offer orientation on how to confront and deal with the challenges we face today, where massive change is the only true constant. Yet, we are all expected to approach each and every day with full focus, to maintain a positive mindset even under the most challenging circumstances, to make bold decisions, to always be proactive and stay alert and energetic throughout our days. As a result, our working days have been transformed into non-stop tests of stamina, adaptability, and composure. From the moment we pick up our mobile to check in early in the morning, until we finally check out late at night, we are almost always switched on and on the go. And while we may flourish on the opportunities and excitements that our jobs have to offer, the ever-increasing demands do take their toll and inevitably wear us out. They undermine our well-being. Unfortunately, instead of upgrading our everyday behaviors that help maintain our energy, mood, and mindset to accommodate a tougher schedule, we do exactly the opposite. We sleep too little and eat too much, relax too little and sit too much. When the pressure goes up, it only gets worse. We work harder, skim on our downtime, and are constantly on the lookout for a pick-me-up. Ralph Hammers says, "Personal rituals and habits, or just the odd moment of relaxation, are likely the first things to go when the pressure builds. Many, like myself, will dedicate themselves entirely to the cause at hand, to achieve that one result, that milestone. Yet no one can thrive on continuous peak moments. You will eventually pay a price, either physically or mentally." The slippery slope. It is not that we deliberately want to undermine our well-being. Without realizing it ourselves, our brain, running on old software, is consistently working overtime, trying desperately to deal effectively with the modern cocktail of multiple demands coming its way. Subconsciously, we are on a slippery slope that damages our well-being in subtle ways. We find ourselves having to cope with high levels of stress and consequently display unhealthy behaviors, squeezing in more appointments even when it means giving up our breaks, watching one more episode of our favorite show, even if that means cutting ourselves 45 minutes short of the sleep we so desperately need. The way we have organized our lives no longer requires healthy activity to get through the day. Unhealthy comfort food is practically everywhere, no matter where we go. At train stations and gas stations, on every street corner, in the office and meeting rooms, the cookies are there to greet us. All in all, it seems impossible to resist those unhealthy temptations that provide instant gratification. Our brain, tired from having to deal with the high demands of our long days, is simply no match for the highly advanced strategies of the so-called neuromarketeers, who have evolved their seductive methods into a true art form and are increasingly supported by automated intelligence. In reality, it has become a truly unfair game. The majority cannot beat the vending machine. As a result, most people are operating well below their full potential, both inside and outside the office. Their interactions with clients, colleagues, friends, and family are nowhere near as good as they can be. Over time, their physical and mental capacities suffer significantly as chronic elevated levels of stress accumulate and the unhealthy behaviors take their toll. More often than not, this leaves people discouraged, depressed, and exhausted, or totally burned out. Ever since we started Lifeguard in 2002, it has been our mission to change this. There is always room for improvement. Even if you are doing a good job and you generally feel pretty confident at work, there is always considerable room for improvement. Data we have collected over the past 18 years, across all major industries, in nearly 50 different countries, shows that statistically you have a more than 80% chance that your performance will benefit from enhancing your WQ. If your lifestyle resembles the average, highly skilled professional, working long days at your desk, constantly pushing to meet deadlines, it is close to 100%. And the older you get, the more room for improvement there is. Beating the vending machine. Since both the demands of the digital economy and the temptations to indulge in unhealthy behaviors will only increase, it is imperative that you focus on the other side of the equation. Get stronger and safeguard your well-being, enabling you to beat the vending machine, sustain high levels of performance, and live a better life. The good news is that your WQ can be developed through making tiny changes in your daily behavior. The biggest changes come from taking a few small steps that improve the behaviors that you have been performing since the day you were born, and that you will perform every day for the rest of your life. The Big Four: eat, move, sleep, relax. Improving the way that you eat, move, sleep, and relax has a major impact on how you think, feel, and interact with others. Your mood, focus, creativity, and mindset, they all benefit instantly. Over time, the tiny and sometimes seemingly insignificant changes in your behavior will lead to functional and structural changes in both your body and your brain, and it is the awesome power of these changes that make you more resilient, enhance your well-being, and enable you to unleash your full potential. Ralph Hammers says, "For me, it means creating time to be with my family, regularly exercising, reflecting, and taking proper vacations, allowing myself to truly disconnect. Spending time with my family at home and on holiday is my safe haven. It recharges and enriches me. Because I'm absolutely convinced that you can only operate optimally in your job if you, at the same time, make sure to take great care of yourself." Strategies that have stood the test of time. Through my organization, LifeGuard, we have for almost 20 years trained and coached people to perform better and achieve sustainable high performance by enhancing their well-being. We have helped more than 100 organizations implement a culture of well-being, reaching more than 500,000 people, resulting in millions of lasting behavioral changes. Over time, learning from our experiences in the field and working closely with top scientists in the field of human performance, ranging from neuroscience to psychology and behavioral science, and top performers in sports, music, and business, we have come to learn which strategies are most effective when it comes to implementing the behavioral changes that enhance well-being. In this book, I will share some of the most fundamental strategies that have survived the test of time and offer practical tools that will help you implement them successfully. WQ, the book. Each chapter is divided into two parts. The first part deals in detail with how your well-being and performance are affected by your daily behavior and aims to motivate you to improve your daily routines. The second part provides a list of practical tips and strategies that make it easier to follow through with behavioral change and achieve a healthier work-life harmony. Ralph Hammers says, "I advise everyone to seek out a safe haven, something that gives you energy, be it yoga, meditation, religion, cooking, or climbing mountains, whatever works for you. For me personally, in addition to my safe haven of quality time with my family, I create time and space around me at work by trusting everyone from the beginning. This means that I don't have to waste energy on micromanagement. I empower everyone around me, and this gives me the opportunity to focus on the vision, our strategy." Crossing the gap. As mentioned, the vast majority of people have plenty of room for improvement when it comes to the Big Four. While most understand, at least to a certain extent, how their behavior affects their well-being and performance at work, they find it hard to make lasting changes. Everybody has tried to make improvements at some point in their life. Some have made substantial progress, but most have fallen back into some or all of their old routines. In my experience, everybody can use some help in implementing change. The final part of this book, Crossing the Gap, offers you that help. It provides key insights from both neuro and behavioral science that will help you better understand how you can make your behavioral changes stick. It goes into how you can keep your motivation at a high level, how you can make change easier, how you can nudge yourself into performing the behaviors that enhance your well-being, and how you can translate your new behaviors into strong habits. It includes 10 proven strategies that help close the gap between knowing and doing. Applying any of them is guaranteed to work, and every time you successfully implement a behavioral change, it will build your confidence, making it easier to implement new behaviors in all spheres of your life. That is the power of mastering change.